You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, let's get you caught up. Then we got more stuff to do. Sean, Kevin, hang on. You'll be next. As we hit Michigan with the 9 o'clock hour, they're sponsoring everybody's names.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mark.
Tigers winners today, 5-4. If you didn't see anything in the box score, watch any of the game, you'd say, hey, nice win at Oakland. Whoa, man. It was 5-2 in the ninth. Joe Nathan tried to give it back up, but he just couldn't pull it off. Rick Porcello walked six guys today, and somehow he kept getting out of innings. He gets his eighth win. Nathan gets his 13th save. And as I said, if you just looked at the box score and looked at that, you would say nothing was wrong. Victor Martinez, a couple of RBIs. So did Miggy. Victor's now hitting a league-leading 344. Kinsler, Kelly, and Castellanos each had two hits. They split the series in Oakland. They're on to Seattle now to face Lloyd McClendon and the Mariners with a record of 30-25. 4 again, the final today in Oakland. Free pre-day is tomorrow in Belle Isle for the Detroit Grand Prix weekend. You'll see IndyCar practice and the Truck Series, amongst other things. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, East Finals, Game 6, no scores second. Montreal and the Rangers, unlike other games, have not tallied a tilt yet. Not lit the lamp once. Nothing, second period. Game 6 in the West for the Kings and Blackhawks is tomorrow night at Staples. L.A. leads 3-2. NBA West Finals, game number 5, the game tonight in San Antonio. And here's the most recent update for that. We've got the Thunder leading San Antonio 11-10 with 7:20 to play in the first. Full timeout for San Antonio and Greg Popovich. That's where it is, 11-10, nice and early. Long night ahead yet in Texas for Game 5. Game 6, Heat and Pacers tomorrow night in Miami. Heat are up 3-2 after that wild one last night at Indiana with Paul George scoring 37. Other baseball, American League, Texas this afternoon beats Minnesota 5-4. Shin-Soo Choo with three ribbies. Kansas City now leads Toronto 5-4 in the sixth. Edwin Encarnacion, his 17th home run of the season.
He has been unbelievable.
Houston over Baltimore, 1-0 third. Seattle is playing tonight before they face the Tigers. They got the Angels at 10-10. Interleague Series, sixth inning. Atlanta still leads Boston 2-1. National League Mets on top of Philadelphia, 4-0 sixth. San Francisco over St. Louis, 2-1 third. Mike Morris is 11th of the season. Cincinnati, Arizona goes in a half an hour. Pittsburgh and the Dodgers at 10-10. PGA Memorial Golf, Jack Nicklaus' event. In Dublin, Ohio at Muirfield, round one, Rory McIlroy, 9-63. Boy, is he happy ever since he left Caroline Wozniacki a week and a half ago. He wins the BMW in Europe, and now he's leading Jack's event by three shots over Chris Kirk, Paul Casey, and Bubba Watson. Phil Mickelson checked in his first round with an even par 72. He's already 9 back. French Open tennis, day 5 in Paris. No major upsets. Nothing really to tell you about. Just remember the American name Jack Sock. He won in three sets, as did the top seed Rafael Nadal. Straight set win for him as well. That's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
You don't know this?
Not a clue.
It's Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
The one with Matthew Broderick?
No, Don Adams actually was the voice.
Oh, the cartoon
yes.
version. Wasn't Matthew Broderick in the movie version?
Inspector Gadget.
Married to Sarah Jessica Parker? No relation
Inspector
to you.
Inspector Gadget.
I don't think any relation to you.
Go, Gadget, go. All right, it's a TV theme song Thursday. Here on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, a very special cartoon edition of TV Theme Song Thursday.
And earlier today, the University of Michigan announced, very happily, I might add, that the offensive...
They were pimping out the sport, the football team.
No, it was like a really happy, peppy press release, that the University of Michigan would now sponsor, they've already done this to Brady Hoke's head coaching position, now would sponsor the offensive coordinator position of Doug Nussmeier, who's just here from Alabama.
They were going to get a sponsor for the headphones that Brady Hoke wears during the game, but they realized he doesn't have any.
And I can't imagine what Nick Saban is saying down at Bama in Nussmeier's former place of employ. But Doug Nussmeier's new title is the Sanford Robertson Offensive Coordinator. For $3 million, that name adorns, I'm assuming, his business cards, his stationery, and whatever else anybody will let him adorn.
All right, 248-848-1130. I know, Michigan fans, you got to be outraged. Your school is being pimped.
Sean, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Great. What's happening?
Nothing much. I can't believe what you said about Michigan, about sponsoring. I don't want to get even involved with that one.
Well, Sean, anyway, Sean, come on. Are you a Michigan guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you believe this?
Your head coach is now the Jay Ira and Nikki Harris family head football coach.
I know he was big, but I didn't know he had four names.
Right. Okay. But anyway.
Times are tough in Ann Arbor, Sean. Times are tough.
Why do you always make me laugh, Mark? I swear. But anyway.
It's our job.
All right. I would like to make a request for a song.
What's that?
I would like to... The Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
Smurfs?
All right. We got you.
Those are a bunch of blue people.
That's right.
They're
That's
not, right. Their new name is the Brady Hoke Coordinator Position Smurfs. And the naming rights were sold for $3 by Brady Hoke.
There you go. Papa Smurf. They're going to call Brady Hoke Papa Smurf.
Papa
now.
Smurf.
All right. Appreciate All right. it. Thanks. 248-848-1130.
I don't want to lose him. I want to keep him.
Very good.
In my back pocket. Every time I say something, I can just let him out and go, he can just laugh and laugh. That'd be awesome. Kevin in Oak Park. You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I cannot stand Michigan. Michigan is a bunch of hypocrites. They get on Notre Dame about Notre Dame not wanting to share money
yep.
with anybody. And every time you look up, Michigan is pimping the players. It is ridiculous. If someone else would have did this, we don't do that in Michigan. That's beneath us. Every time you look up, Michigan is doing something. And when somebody else does it, we don't do that.
Kevin, you're right. You're absolutely right. They're always highbrowing everybody else that, oh, my God, we would never do that at Michigan. And what are they doing? They're pimping the kids, pimping the program, pimping the head coach. It's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
It is ridiculous. So you begin to wonder yourself, you know, you begin to ask yourself one question. Are they just there generating money, and where's that money going to? Because kids damn sure are not getting it.
The kids don't get a dime. Right.
Kevin, I'm gonna tell you something that I think I know from my years of experience covering the Big Ten. It goes back a ways, okay?
Okay.
I think Don Canham, the late, great Don Canham, who used to be the AD at Michigan long ago, not even that long, I mean, I guess late, when did he pass, in the 90s, he almost inferred that if Michigan could have to do it all over again, they would have been Notre Dame too. That they didn't want to share anything with the Big Ten.
Why, if you're Notre Dame, why would you share? If you could get a national television contract with NBC to pay you solely, I wouldn't join anything either.
I think Michigan would have gone that route had they had the opportunity, but they've been in it since 1896, so, you know.
But fellas, the reason that Notre Dame is the way it is, and, you know, and I'm a Notre Dame fan, and I'm Catholic, the reason it is because when Notre Dame was first established, they had to self-support. Nobody wanted to be around Catholics. They didn't want to play the Catholics.
I can't go with you there because Marquette at one point was real close to joining the Big Ten, and Marquette is a Catholic institution too.
No, what I'm saying is that they had to become a self-supporting institution. That nobody would invite them to play the games for the big money. That's why people don't understand, but why they play Navy, why they play. That's the reason why, because those are the only people who were willing to play Notre Dame at the time. That's why
there's some merit to that. There's some merit to that. That goes back that long. Yeah, there's some merit to that.
Yeah, so that's why those. But you know, Notre Dame built themselves up as a big power, you know, not a powerhouse, but self-sufficient, generating, and then they want to come in and take money. And Michigan is like, you know, well, we don't. That's not the Michigan way. But every time I look up, they're putting their name on something. And next thing you know, they're gonna be putting their names on tuna fish cans.
Tuna fish cans.
Yeah.
Like what? University of Michigan tuna fish cans?
Yeah. Exactly.
How much can they get for that? How much will StarKist give them?
Because if they put the big M with the blue, you know, the blue and maize on there, they probably charge somebody like $27.
Kevin, well, you know, every school markets all their stuff, but it's the other way around. It's actually now selling human beings' names, like their offensive coordinator, like Brady Hoke's position. I just haven't seen that before. Maybe someone else is doing that. I would think Notre Dame would have been all about that. The Brian Kelly, sponsored by the good people of the South Bend Rotary Club, you know, I'm surprised they don't have that in South Bend.
Unbelievable.
But the thing about it is you got to have some type of class if you weren't supposed to be the top. You're supposed to be one of the most elite programs in the country. That's what you claim to build yourself on, even though you haven't won a doggone thing. But you're supposed to have some class. Who in the world pimps their names out like that?
I don't
Who?
Think they get to say it. I just think it's going to be on, like, stationery. It'll be on a business card. I bet you money it's got to be on Brady Hoke and Doug Nussmeier's business card. When they had on a business card, you'll see that. You'll look at it and go, you're the what? You're the who? The Sanford Robertson offensive coordinator?
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Kev. 248-848-1130.
Now, here's a guy straight from A Squared. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I can say this. If the old man was still alive, this would not be going on. Dave Brandon is the Jerry Jones of college athletics. He does not only want to be the athletic director, he thinks he's the coach.
Yep.
And that's why this university sucks right now. And I'm a Michigan fan. I live there. That's why, you know, I mean, I love State 364 days of the year. And this is a joke. This is a joke.
I can't believe it. I mean, I've heard all this. I understand these places want money. But, excuse me, John, this is as low as it gets.
Dave, if I'm a
Michigan fan, I would be pissed by this whole thing.
Dave Brandon, and I was told by somebody a long time ago, is just ruining the university. Oh, he's a great marketing guy. Yeah, yeah. Well, the only thing he did was market pizza.
John, when you say old man, are you talking Bo or are you talking Canham?
Bo. If Bo was alive, this crap would not have been. If Bo was alive, a lot of things would never
See,
happen.
John, I'm not so sure if Canham were playing in the 21st century arena that Canham wouldn't have done the same thing.
No, Bo would not go for this.
I don't know about Bo.
I'm positive.
But Bo kind of piggybacked on anything Canham wanted. Remember, Don Canham brought him to Ann Arbor.
I know, and Bo never had to sign a contract. Everything was always on a handshake.
Absolutely.
Year by year.
I mean, him and Canham were kissing cousins.
Let's win something too. Brady Hoke brought to you by we can't beat Michigan State. We only won beat Ohio State one time. And we lose to Penn State on the Hail Mary. Oh, by the way, everybody, who was the defensive coordinator when Cordell Stewart threw the bomb? Craig Madison. I'll hang up and listen. Great show, guys.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
I haven't looked, but they have the brand new museum over there at Schembechler Hall. I bet you that's got sponsorships all over it. I haven't even seen the names.
And you know what, Mark?
Beautiful looking. It's amazing what a few millions of dollars will buy you.
I wanted to go, but you know, to buy a ticket to get in, it costs $45,000.
Is it 45 grand to get into the new museum over Schembechler Hall?
I thought that was a little steep. You know, I was trying to get in. And
hey, don't be surprised if they don't name Bo next. What's Bo going to say about it now? Don't be surprised. I'm telling you. It would not shock me if they find a way to market Schembechler's name somehow if they can. Who's going to stop him?
Well, but you can actually pay
probably no copyright on that
for
name.
The naming rights of his corpse. You know, something like that.
Well, too soon? too soon or both?
Great cash, homie.
248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker, man.
It is straight cash, homie. Too soon? He's been dead a while.
Can you believe it's like 8 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like 06? I can't even believe it. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you as always by the good people at Comerica Bank. May 29th, 1984 was a Tuesday, middle of the three-game series in Oakland. Milt Wilcox versus another future Tiger. We got plenty of them. Bill Kruger. It was not Wilcox's day. With Detroit up 1-0 in the second, Wilcox grooved one to Mike Heath, another future Tiger, who smacked it for a 3-run homer, Dave Kingman and Carney Lansford scoring in front of him. In the third, Joe Morgan singled home Ricky Henderson. A lot of Hall of Famers on that team. And it was a 4-1 A's lead. Got worse bottom of the fourth. Ricky Henderson then tripled in Bruce Bochy and our old pal Tony Phillips, which drove Wilcox to the showers. Sparky stuck in Doug Bear, who gave up a sack fly to Dwayne Murphy and an RBI double to Kingman. It was 8-1 Oakland after four. Tigers got two back in the sixth and seventh. Chet Lemon's ninth homer of the season being the big blow. Bill Caudill replaced Kruger and got the final six batters in order, striking out Lemon and Gibson to end the game. 8-5 A's. Kruger went to 3-1. Caudill got his 10th save, and Wilcox fell to 6-2. Detroit dropped to 36-9, 5.5 games in front in the AL East, and it was 30 years ago today on the road to the World Series. Presented to you as always, every day, by Comerica Bank. There you go, Rob. This is an old one. This is an old one. This is Dudley Do-Right.
Very nice, Mark. How'd you get
Nell, where's Horse? Remember, Horse's name was just Horse. Nell, that's how he talked. Dudley, go and YouTube it. Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right. Nell and Horse, you're right.
Nell, where's Horse? 248-848-1130. The University of Michigan making $13 million by the naming rights sold for Brady Hoke. No, actually, Brady Hoke. And for Doug Nussmeier, your new offensive coordinator in Ann Arbor. The Sanford Robertson offensive coordinator, Doug Nussmeier. Ed Williams, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Ed Williams. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
It's Ed Williams.
Ed Williams, thank you.
You know what? I was checking one thing out. I think Michigan's in the top five as far as having the highest profit for its football program. And as a history major, I used to be proud of how much knowledge I had of all the 104 championships they have, but it's all turned into ancient history now.
Oh, it's been so long. You're right.
Well, Michael Jordan, he has shorts where it says Hanes on it, on his undershorts.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
What is Brady's going to say?
Shame.
It's going to say, hold on, I got it for you. It's going to say, Jay Ira and Nikki Harris family head football coach. I'm not making fun of it. That's the name of the family that paid $10 million, Ed Williams, to sponsor Brady Hoke.
Ed Williams, you know
well,
what?
That may be, yeah, what?
It's been so long since Michigan really won anything big. I think the last time they won something big, the Louisiana Purchase was still in escrow.
Hey, you know something? I don't think the commercial is going to be long enough to say it, to read his whole shorts.
Hey, Ed Williams, when you said earlier that you knew all the, like, what are you talking? You talking about Michigan's success back with, like, Fritz Kreisler and Benny Oosterbaum and that kind of thing?
I'm afraid that's what's coming up.
And not Bump Elliott, because you probably have no recollection of anything good with Bump,
oh,
right?
Oh, I remember Bump playing people, but you know what? Michigan was kind of like 500.
You know, the year Bump left Michigan when Bo got the job, he was like 8-3. Or 8-2.
Yeah, okay.
And got canned after 8-2. Hey, Ed Williams, if you could tell me this, you're a genius. What is Bump Elliott's real first name? What is Bump Elliott, the former Michigan football coach's real first name?
I know that. Pete and...
No. Come on, Ed Williams. Pete. Make it happen for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Ed Williams, you're killing me here.
I'm killing myself.
Do I have to tell you?
You might as well because I'm.
You ready?
You're gonna
hate yourself, Ed Williams, for this. Chalmers.
Chalmers.
Chalmers Bump Elliott. That's his name. Chalmers Elliott. Yes, that's Bump's real name.
I understand why it's Bump now.
Because his name. Because you don't like Chalmers.
All right, hey Ed Williams, we appreciate you.
All right, man. Hey, you guys keep on trucking. I appreciate you.
Keep listening, and you can watch us, too, at parkerandtheman.com.
Thanks, Ed Williams.
On one of those newfangled computer dealios.
Hey, Ed Williams?
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay.
I got rid of Ed Williams.
I got you. All right.
Ed Williams had his time, and he could call any time. Ed Williams, hey, let me, EP, when Ed Williams, Gary, when Ed Williams calls here, he's got carte blanche. The same carte blanche William Clay Ford gave Gary Moeller.
And he got fired after seven games. I remember him saying that. He's got carte blanche.
Remember that? I just signed him to a 3-year deal. He's got carte blanche. 3 years, Gary Moeller. 3 years, Ed Williams.
He said he's got carte blanche. He can do whatever he wants except go to the, what was the name of that restaurant he went with?
Excalibur.
Excalibur. He can't go there. Anything else?
Another one that'll never be lived down. And Excalibur doesn't even exist anymore.
Is that right?
No, it's a dance club. Then it's changed like 3 times. Excalibur over there at Northwestern and 12 Mile.
To this day, Mark, I always say it had to be so bad for them to call the police on the head football coach at Michigan because there's a disturbance with his wife in the restaurant. What?
I had a guy who was recently he was at the event. He was there, who I just saw for the first time in a long time. He didn't see the whole Gary Moeller diatribe and all that went on. He said, can you imagine if we had been today with all the cell phone
cameras? God.
All the angles of it. It would have made national. I mean, well, obviously everything viral is international anyhow. Goes to the Saturn. But think TMZ would have used that. Here's a head football coach at a major institution going nuts. And some of the stuff that he was claimed that he did.
Mark, they just what you call
wink,
it?
Wink, wink.
Just went crazy over 50 Cent throwing a ball.
Right.
Awry. Imagine if the head football coach.
If anybody had a cell, they would have done this. As soon as they did this on Mueller going nuts. But Gary Mueller survived it, became a head coach with the Lions. He worked for the Bears. He worked for Jacksonville. You know, could have been worse for Mo. Could have got, although to this day, he might still be the head coach at Michigan if that hadn't happened.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? All right, we got a sports wrap coming up, last half hour of the show. And again, I just reiterate to you, Michigan has sold not just Brady Hoke's name. That was a little bit ago. But today it came out that Doug Nussmeier's offensive coordinator position title, the Sanford Robertson offensive coordinator. Sanford Robertson must be somebody. Still got money because for $3 million, his name adorns Doug Nussmeier's title as Michigan's OC.
All right. 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this very, very happy, peppy, and bursting with love.
Bursting with love.
TV theme song Thursday.
You got it. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. Hit it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
The best haircuts in Detroit are at Sporty Cut.
Home of the $10 all-even haircut. Hey, Teak, don't take too much off. Come on!
7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers, Sporty Cut.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Hold on, Rob's making me watch a replay. Oh, boy.
Nothing.
Where's that? That's, well, you know what? I hate to say it. That's that crappy Fenway infield everybody hates so much. That's why they could use, I would level that place to get a new ballpark.
Nah, that ain't happening.
That, and have you seen the renderings for Wrigley? The new renderings are out for the.
I'll look at it online.
The two big scoreboards now in the outfield to go with the old one.
Was that to cover up the
huge?
To cover up,
yes,
is that going to cover up all those other seats?
So the people on those apartment buildings can't watch it anymore.
Wow. All right.
Go look at it. They're trying to preserve Wrigley, but you buy a lot for $500 million in renovations.
I'm going to take a look. All right. It's time for a sports wrap. Here's the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers are winners today, 5-4, in a game that was, you know, one of those deals.
Okay.
Yeah, right, nothing. It was like nothing. They led all day. Ricky P had it going on, got an eighth win. Joe Nathan came in, boom, 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 out go the lights. 13th save for Nathan, even though it was a 5-2 game when he came in after the previous night when he gave up that three-run ding to Josh Donaldson that ended the game. It ruined a night for Anibal Sanchez. Miggy and V-Mart with two RBIs each. What, Miggy's up to 46 ribbies now? He's still online for 150 RBI season. Victor Martinez leads the American League at 344. Kinsler, Kelly, and Castellanos each two hits. They split the series in Oakland. They're 30-20, and now they move on to Seattle to face Lloyd McClendon and the Mariners. Free pre-day tomorrow in Belle Isle. It's already 9:40 at night, so if you go there, I would leave now. I just don't know. If you want to make it there and get on the island. Free pre-day though tomorrow. Doesn't cost you a thing to go see the cars in the paddock, and you'll see practice, and you'll see the truck series tomorrow, and then they make you pay for Saturday and Sunday. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker. I got to make money. Sports Night with Parker Man presented by Sporty Cuts. That's why people have races. This is Rob. This is why people do racing on the island, so they can make money. Stanley Cup playoffs, East Finals, Game 6. The Rangers are on the board. Second period, Dominic Moore is third of the postseason. So they lead Montreal 1-0. If it stays that way or it just improves for New York, they're going to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. Game 6 in the West for the Kings and Blackhawks is tomorrow night at Staples. L.A. leads 3-2. NBA West Finals, Game 5. The Spurs on top of the Thunder, 35-32 second quarter. Reggie Jackson is leading all scorers with 11 points. He's got to change that name. I can't do Reggie Jackson in basketball. He's been around a bit. I can't. Every time I see it, I don't even want to say his name. I already said his name tonight, but that was as a baseball player. Game 6, Heat and Pacers tomorrow night in Miami. Heat up 3-2. Other baseball, AL, Texas over Minnesota, 5-4 the final this afternoon, so the Rangers get a win at Target Field. Toronto now leads Kansas City 6-5 in the seventh. Baltimore-Houston tied at 1 in the fifth. Seattle's playing tonight before the Tigers come to town. They got a 10-10 start, so just about half an hour from now against the Angels. Interleague series, Atlanta now on top of Boston. It's in the eighth now, I think, 3-1. Is that what you're looking at, Rob? 3-1 Atlanta. National League, the Mets over Philadelphia, 4-1 eighth. St. Louis at the new Bush. Lead San Francisco 3-2 in the fifth. Cincinnati, Arizona just getting started at the old Bob. I don't really care what it's called now. It's going to always be the Bob to me. And Pittsburgh at Chavez against the Dodgers at 10-10. The now second highest priced franchise. Are they still first? No, they're still first. It's the Clippers that are second. Hey, Magic, I'm trying to make you second. PGA Memorial Golf, Jack Nicklaus's event. Dublin, Ohio, round one. Rory McIlroy is sizzling, 9-under par 63. Three-shot lead on Chris Kirk, Paul Casey, and Bubba Watson. Jordan Spieth on the number one player in the world, Adam Scott at 69s today. They've tied the game. Atlanta-Boston 3-3. Phil Mickelson comes in with an even par 72, and Tiger Woods still says he won't play the U.S. Open. French Open tennis, day five in Paris. No major upsets, nothing really to see here. The usual suspects win. Rafael Nadal, no problem. Easy straight setter, and ditto from Andy Murray. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
Now, I got to be honest about this.
Yeah?
I always thought the Smurfs were a girl cartoon, like not for boys.
What do you got a problem?
EP says he used to watch it.
I never saw it. I know they're blue.
EP, you were into it? Yes, you. Come on. You had a Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf?
You had a Papa Smurf pajama.
Who popped the Smurf?
And a sheet and pillowcase.
Does, like, blue juice come out of that if you pop a Smurf?
Oh, God, please.
Well, like in Charlie and the Wonka Factory or whatever.
Well, chocolate came out?
Well, they had the blue guy. They had the blue lady. She's like a blueberry.
Right. She
they popped her and she had the blue came out.
I remember that.
What was her? It's like Veronica. Veronica Bloop or Gloop or something.
I forgot about
Charlie,
that.
From Charlie Wonka Factory.
Willy Wonka.
And let me
not
tell you.
Not the remake, Charlie.
No, that's Gene Wilder all day.
All day. He did a great performance in Willy
you
Wonka.
You lose. Good day, sir.
I used to love that. Remember, Dominski and Dora used to play that.
Yeah, they had that. That was their big one.
That was theirs, right.
They might be listening right now on the parkway or the turnpike or whatever.
Right. Bill, you mean.
Bill Doyle. Before we get out of here, I have one more Spartan Michigan thing. And this is early stuff, but it's the end of May, and it's starting to come out that the Sporting News and ESPN have come out with kind of their power polls for 2014 now. And, you know, I would think that Michigan State being the number three team in college football last year, as it all turned out, played out after the 13-1 season. It's hard to believe. The only loss was the Notre Dame loss at South Bend by, 4 points. And I said, I can't wait. The quarterback is back, right, Rob? Connor Cook. You got Jeremy Langford back at running back. Shalique Calhoun has been dubbed like the fifth best player right now in college football. We're looking at a first-round draft pick here on the defensive end side of things for Mark D'Antonio. So sure enough, I looked down at the list, and get ready, Gary. Michigan on the ESPN College Football Power Index. This is FPI. This is going to make a difference for this great playoff we're going to get. Michigan is 18th, and Spartans are 24th. Talk about a bummer deal. You mean that finishing with 13 wins, losing once, number three in the country, a Rose Bowl ring, and now you just got to go right back and pick on them again. Okay, what do they really have? What do they got?
What have they really done?
What have they really done?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Can you tell me?
He's talking about Mark D'Antonio. Big deal. He won a Rose Bowl. We're back to square one again. Michigan's got issues up the yin-yang. Devin Gardner, Shane Morris, Gallon's gone. Who's really going to be the receiver? How good is this Maurice Ways?
Michigan, to me, is like, how good is this Maurice Ways?
How good is Mo Ways?
Wow, come on. You're going to rip on our intern when
no,
he's not
I'm
here?
No, I'm just being funny, but I'm saying Funches, Bunches for Funches.
Funches?
And you got the coordinator sponsored by everybody's name.
You know what?
Jabril Peppers is a child. He's just dead and he's 10 years old.
But you know what, Mark? Funches, I think they got a sponsorship for him.
Funyuns for $2 million will sponsor Devin Funches.
I would tell you, the person who was sitting in that room when they said, we want to sell onion rings in a bag, and somebody said, let's call them Funyuns.
And then didn't George Bush make him big because he loved onion rings? He loved, what did he love? Not onion
Funyuns.
Rings. No, is it Funyuns that he loves?
Funyuns.
So it is, right? I got that right with Bush?
Funyuns.
Rob, tell me, what is it? Is it the usual Michigan State is always under Michigan mystique thing that I can't get past when I see, like, preseason polls?
Yes, it's always, Mark, New England Patriots, when was the last time they won a Super Bowl? A decade ago. Every year they get picked. Every year they're picked to go to the Super Bowl. There's certain teams that they always pick regardless. Every year they pick Duke, right? Oh, yeah, Duke. Oh, Duke. Certain teams always get picked, and it's one of those, even though they haven't won in a while, and it gets old, it's tired, it's off of
it really is.
It's off of reputation.
May,
it's not
you
off
know
of
what? You're right about
you.
This. Wouldn't it be creative if you had said, let's do this. Let's make State the second or let's keep it number three in the country. They've got their quarterback back. They got a 1,600-yard rusher returning. Guy scored 19 touchdowns. Their offensive line is basically intact. We got Calhoun listed as one of the top maybe five players in all of college football.
And they got a new shipment of couches for next season to burn.
Yeah, they can't wait to get to them over at Cedar Village. I looked at that and I just said both these things, both the sporting news and then the ESPN College Football Power Index. Ohio State is sixth. Urban's got number six. Wisconsin is ranked higher at 23. State really comes in as the fourth best of the Big Ten. We're at that point, yeah. We're getting there. It's last call time on Sports Night with Parker and
Amanda. Okay, so I just want to see.
Yeah,
we're
there.
There.
We're with it. I'm looking. I'm paying attention.
All right, I just want to
but
make
I got
sure.
I got my dander up, man. Maybe I'll have to hit it harder tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just do something. Someone. What has he ever done? You got to.
What has he ever done here?
I can't get past it.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
It's last call time. How about that? $2 billion for the Clippers. Thank you, Steve Ballmer.
Great cash, homie.
Sports Night with Parker and a Man. Last call time, 248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Okay, I'm telling you, do it. And I'm talking about your vehicle. If you've got any issues whatsoever, if you just need routine maintenance, you need to take your precious car, truck, or van, I don't care how old or young it is, to the pros at Expert Carker. They can make it happen.
That's right, Mark. And you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, they service everything. Talking about maybe something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine, they can do that too. And be sure to mention these two good-looking guys that you've been watching all night on ParkerTheMan.com.
You're talking about Justin and EP?
Probably, because it can't be us.
Gary and EP?
But believe it or not, it is.
All right, if you do mention Parker the Man, you'll not only receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if needed.
That's over $100 right there in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Mike and his great people. You know their names now. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Roadhog. It's Mr. Magoo. This one I know. Jimbacus. That's Mr. Hi, Charlie. What are you doing? Starkeeper, Canfield's for everyone.
And he had an Asian houseboy.
Yeah, well, dude. What about Portrait of Eddie's Father with the Mrs. Livingston?
Another one.
But you had to name her an American name.
What?
You know, dude, if you go back to some of that, you couldn't even say some of the stuff now.
That they
like,
did.
Like, even descriptions of the shows.
But he had, look at the what you call it. What was his name? Did you not remember the Mr. Magoo?
Mr. Magoo. His name is Mr. Magoo.
I'm talking about the Asian houseboy.
Charlie.
Was he?
Yeah, he was Charlie. That's right. Do as I say, Charlie, or don't do as I do. I'm Mr. Magoo.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Hey, I don't know if this is real. Go look it up. But supposedly there's Wheel of Fortune tryouts. The Wheel of Fortune bus is in town tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's at Shane Park from 4 to 8 p.m. You can look it up if you want. I'm just passing along the info.
So
but
what are they trying to do? Get some black people on the show. Is that it? They're having it at Shane
I go to Shane Park for shows.
Well, I'm just saying.
I've been to Shane Park for a ton of
Mark,
shows.
Of all the places to hold Wheel of Fortune tryouts.
No,
you know they have a problem. They have a problem getting people of color, especially black males, on game shows. You know that.
Well, I give Wheel of Fortune credit for wanting to do it downtown.
No, I know.
City.
I'm just saying.
What other venue would you use?
Look, they could have gone to the malls out in the suburbs, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it downtown on a summertime kind of day, you would do it outside. Shane Park seems like a great venue for it. Plus, you're trying to do more with the riverfront down there.
No,
and
I'm not knocking it.
It's really nice. I love taking walks down there.
I like it. I like the whole idea of it. Pat Sajak won't be downtown, but I'm sure.
No, Vanna. Vanna, who, by the way, lives at the same thing as those people at Beverly Park. She lives in there, too, with Tom Goris and those guys. That's where Vanna White lives.
You want to talk about somebody stealing money for her.
Oh, my God. Wow, what do you do? I turn the letters, and how much you make? You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe how much she probably
makes. But I live in Beverly
all
Park.
Those years.
I got myself a mansion.
She's a letter turner, and what a great
Evan
life.
Evan Turner.
A letter turner.
A letter turner. Lana Turner.
Unbelievable.
That where they discovered her? So that's tomorrow, literally Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., but you can look it up online to make sure that they're doing that there.
And, Mark, also I just got a text from Ron Rice. You want to know about this? They got a nice thing coming up. The NFL Players Alumni.
Yes.
They're honoring Robert Porsche in a golf outing at Oakhurst Golf Country Golf and Country Club in Clarkston. The date is August 25th, Monday, August 25th. We'll give you more information.
We'll tell it tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, be quiet. Here comes a good part.
Billy Ann Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend. Hey, Mark, let's thank, of course, EP.
Hey.
Gary, Sarah, and her video streaming minions, Raquel.
Well done.
Raquel, I'm sorry, and Justin. Because, Mark, you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio
Plus, they're
program
the only ones
without.
That really work around here. We just don't
Raquel,
do anything.
Raquel, I'm sorry that I bossed
We
that.
Stink. They're great, and we
All
suck.
All I'm going to think is of Raquel Welch, and you're good to go.
Yeah, how can you – you can't miss Raquel's name, man.
I don't know.
All right, well, there you go. Don't forget to email us at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo. Check out the iHeartRadio app and Twitter and Facebook. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Jason Smith, your Fox Sports Radio, coming up next. And Matt Shepard, never forget Shep Show in the morning from 7 to 10.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Laura Whitmore. Look her up. Call me.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.